It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, time for our Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. What a week it has been, Jones. Let me tell you. And let's go back to Monday, shall we? Every Patriots Monday, we speak to a couple of Patriots players. Patriots Friday, we talk to a player as well as a coordinator, Jeremy Springer, earlier today.
Very popular. People enjoy Jeremy Springer.
So, yeah, I mean, he's excellent. The players, we've talked to a variety of players. I don't think it's fair to rank them.
We shouldn't.
But Kendrick Bourne's the best. And he was on the show Monday, and we asked him about Drake May. For those that missed it, what can you tell us about Drake May's aura?
It's actually like, it's mellow. It's not loud. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, when you approach him, he won't come off as like somebody that will try to big time you, or I think I'm bigger than the team, or I'm the third overall pick. Like, he knows that. He understands who he is, and that's huge. You know, when you know who you are as a person, personally, and then you know who you are as a football player, what you mean to a team, there's an aura to you. Like, when you talk to the owner, when you talk to your head coach, they know that you understand this about yourself. So that aura is just important as a player. You know, I've learned these things when I was younger of, you know, creating a name for yourself, and you have to carry yourself a certain way. So he's just definitely professional, and when you get around him, like, he don't talk a lot. He's not a loud person, but you know he's confident when you talk to him, when you stand around him, when you're around him. So I just love that he has that to him, because as a player, you got to be confident, and I think that's why he believes in himself so much.
Mm, great answer.
Big.
I'm also calling breakout game for Bourne this week. I don't know what his number is. I'm sure it's a low number, whether it's like 20, 30, 40.
I think each of the first two games he's had like two catches.
Yeah, not much.
I'll double check that. But yeah, this is the week he pops off.
I could see this being the week, especially because I really think Polk, either if Polk plays, I don't think it'll be as much as he normally plays. And if Van Pelt's talking about how he's sort of the top target on a lot of those routes, Kendrick Bourne, third week back from the injury, he's talked about playing better or feeling better the first couple of weeks. So I would say Kendrick Bourne. Look for him to have a couple
Bourne,
big catches.
2 for 9, 1 for 6.
Yeah.
In the first two games.
So I bet you could parlay that.
Sprinkle a little bit on there. I'll tell you what, in that interview, Keith, he liked your questions.
He did.
He said a couple of great questions from Keith.
No big deal.
Yeah, Jeremy Springer today even said, "You're right about who we should have back on the kick return." Like,
that's a great question, man.
Agreed.
Two of those.
Yeah, basically, Jeremy Springer, without saying it, was like, yeah, I don't know why we have Hasty back here either. He's horrible at it.
I wouldn't have him on the team either.
I don't think he would. Now, do you think that's his call? Because he had a good answer for why Hasty's returning kicks. He's like, that guy takes a pounding, but I think he would prefer, like, Marcus Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, right, to your point, it sounds like the coaching staff is like, we're not giving you Marcus Jones on kick returns.
Yeah, like, who are my choices?
I mean,
you can have Hasty or Hasty.
He has him returning punts.
Right.
So, you know, my guess is that's not his
call. Yeah, just because he took a lot of hits. All right, the Bozo TD parlay is locked in for this week. If you missed it, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, we have our five touchdown scores for the weekend. Now, 5 is a decent-sized parlay, but what about 12?
Wow.
12. Well,
wow.
Matt in Lewinberg, one of our listeners, had a 12-leg parlay. And, he had a question for us. And then you'll see how it all worked out.
Emergency parlay question. Yesterday, I placed 3 whole hams on a 12-leg parlay.
Wow.
I have hit, up to this point, 11 of those 12.
What?
I can cash out. Yes. I can cash out right now for $1,800.
Okay.
Cash out.
Or if the Bills win, I get $4,600.
Yeah, I don't like the Bills tonight.
Just win.
If I liked the Bills, I would say let it ride. I don't. This is dead cap bounce response from Robert. I don't like the Bills at all in this
Nailed
game,
it.
To be honest.
One day later.
The newly increased bank account and not listening to me specifically. Congrats.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the cash out kids. I just have one request.
What is that?
Since I was right and you guys were wrong.
Sure.
Since today is the holiest of days, Tier Tuesday, Matt's 12-leg parlay be the number one tier.
Wow.
You got it.
I think we can do it. That's a great idea, Matt.
Absolutely. How about that? There's an example of not listening to us. He got 3 extra grand.
Yeah, he asked us just to go the opposite way, I think.
He's like, should I cash out?
And we were both like, yes. And that's
$1,800 is pretty amazing.
Cashing out is very, very atypical for me. I'm not pro cashing out, but right there, it happened right there.
Like
I didn't like that leg.
Didn't sound like
it. Cash out, Keith. You know, if you don't even bother asking the
could
question.
Could have been for four hands. Yeah. Like three hands into four hands?
Yeah.
I had 11 cash legs out of a parlay.
Okay. Good job by Matt and Lunenburg. And we did follow through. We did.
How amazing is that, though?
We put him on the top tier.
And we're talking about like the money and the cashing in, cashing out, et cetera. He got 12 games right.
I couldn't. I mean, how long would it take? How many weeks would it take me to get 12 NFL games right?
Insane.
A whole bunch.
Because there's only, with the bye weeks and Thursday Night Football, is that every game that he did? He probably did every game.
Well,
maybe there's
he might have done some props. I don't know that he did all games. Do we know he did all games?
Yeah, because he actually.
Oh, yeah, he did
send
a screenshot.
We know he wasn't lying. He sent a screenshot
of it.
It looked like it was all just money line picks.
Huh.
Great. I mean, that's good for him.
Very, very impressive. Yeah.
Well, he obviously had the Lions because they blew out the Dallas Cowboys this past weekend. And Jerry Jones stopped by for his weekly radio appearance, and things didn't go great.
Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
There's a lot there. They're on a bye this week, so you can't watch the Cowboys to see how they bounce back from Jerry's little meltdown.
No, it's true. I'm trying to Shan Sharif, I think, is the interviewer's name, who kind of tweeted something clapping back at Jerry Jones. I'm trying to find it.
Great clapback, though.
But it was something like,
he doesn't pay us.
He doesn't pay us. Exactly. Like, it's like, all right, dude. He probably pays something in some capacity. And, you know, every once and then. Every once and then you got to toe the company line.
So this Sunday, 9:30, Patriots and Jaguars from London on the call. Not Rich Eisen. He gets a week off from the international series.
Oh,
is going to be Chris Rose.
Okay,
Chris Rose. That got us down a conversation this week.
Yeah,
about this.
What's his resume?
Well, you guys want Tom Arnold and Chris Rose talking sports, but like in like a laid back kind of fun way.
Yeah.
We got you covered.
Yeah, well, don't forget about John Sally.
John Sally. Rob Dibble, Rodney Pete.
They also
brought in Brian Cox.
Oh, well, I do actually like that.
Yeah, John Kruk.
Nice.
Stephen A. Smith came in
Let
there.
Let me tell you,
Stephen, this show is pretty good.
Was this show awesome?
There's a tone setter.
What a wagon. Well, you know Lisa Guerrero?
Relax,
dude. Relax. It's a married woman.
And you're a married man.
Keep her away from Lucky.
Actually, she was married.
Yeah. Oh,
the plot thickens. Scott Erickson. She was married to... random baseball player of the day, Scott Erickson, for a while.
Nice. Spoiler alert. It's coming your way. So there
guys,
you go.
Guys, it's Scott Erickson.
So let me answer your question. Am I ready for Chris Rose? Now I am.
Reggie Theus?
Reggie Theus came
Jillian up. Jillian Bobry part of that?
Yeah, she was.
I think so.
Not enough.
She wasn't at all.
Oh, I think she was on. Like, I think she did Fox. She did Fox.
Oh, she didn't want to. I mean, this is the Wikipedia page.
She like weather updates for Fox Sports on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Yeah, tell me about those cumulus clouds.
I love how we start down that road of like, what a lame show. They're like, actually, that show's great.
Actually,
best day of sports show, period.
Why was I not watching that show?
Look at the panelists on that show.
They
sat on couches. It was like an everyman show. They were the first show to sit on couches.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was doing that. They all had like a stuffy desk. Everywhere you turn, stuffy desk.
Yeah.
Then best damn sports show, period, shows up, and they're like, oh, you can wear a t-shirt. You can even wear a hat.
You can
whatever the hell you want.
Sit down.
Wearing a chair, maybe like a sectional. Put your feet up.
I'll tell you,
sports.
NBC Sports Boston would do like that 3-hour show at night for a while.
I remember that.
I know you were a part of.
I did do some of that, yeah.
They had like a comfy couch on that. Sometimes they'd be like, hey, we're going to stick you guys on the comfy couch.
Yeah, I didn't know how to sit in it.
No, me either.
They might have had a bot, too, on Best Damn Sports Show.
I bet they did.
Of course they did. Ready for the tapping.
Yeah, that's true.
Real loose.
Yeah, how many beers do you think John Kruk was hammering at that thing?
You would think the couch would be like, hey, this is comfortable. But when you're on a television program,
you don't know how to sit.
Do I sit up? Do I lean back?
What was I'm in a jacket?
What do I do with my feet?
Maybe that was my first mistake. I need to dress down more.
That's right.
Shorts, jacket.
T-shirt.
This belt's tighter than I want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
I'm very uncomfortable.
That's not how I'm sitting at home.
Pants. Like real pants. Like real, not for me.
Yeah, not sweatpants.
Like
real
belts
pants.
And buttons.
I can't do it. Zippers even.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of waist that's not stretchy.
Yeah, but it turns
out.
Do
we wear hoodies and sweats?
Yeah, seriously. If you want me to be comfortable, let me wear this.
It turns out we wanted to rip on that show.
When we were digging in on Chris Rose's history.
And it turns out that was probably a good show.
I always thought Tom Arnold was a strange hire, but like. Gave him a little gravitas.
Yeah, you want Iowa sports takes. You want some Hawkeye takes.
Yeah.
He's got
the everyman.
Yeah. There you go. Everyman.
Right.
Exactly.
You want the best supporting actor from True Lies? You got him. He's talking sports now.
Remember Carpool?
Yeah. You remember? remember Roseanne?
I was going to say, good cameos on Roseanne.
Roseanne?
He was quite entertaining on Roseanne.
No, not John Goodman, but her real husband. We can't get John Goodman. But her real husband.
What was his name on Roseanne? Arnie?
He wasn't on yet.
Arnie. Yeah.
Married to Sandra Bernhardt on that show.
Yeah, for
nice.
A time.
Good catch.
For a time. They split.
Well, 50% of all marriages do end, sadly, in divorce. But anyway, there's your week in review.
Well, that was all of it.
Some of the best of the week.
That's what we had.
That's it. I feel like a hell of a week.
I mean, if you didn't like it, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
It's all in there.